WTAW News Time is 7:05. 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan City Council has given staff the go-ahead with the $12 million expansion of its primary sports park. Improvements at BRAC, Bryan's Regional Athletic Complex, would be done in six phases over multiple years. Councilman Al Sines gave Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker two goals.
I would like to see it, and I'd like for it to represent a second-to-none type facility. I know we have pretty stiff competition with the city south of us, but...
We'll make sure I understand you want it second-to-none, but you want us to be cost-conscious.
That's the challenge. See, that's the challenge. I want you to build a Taj Mahal at a
Motel 6 budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Funding would come from a combination of the hotel occupancy tax and the general fund of property and sales tax money. When completed, BRAC would have an additional 17 fields and courts and 1,500 more parking spaces. The annual year-in-review luncheon by the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau set the stage for its most aggressive marketing campaign ever. President Shannon Overby says the focus is filling hotel rooms during the week. One target will be Texas A&M alumni who are corporate leaders and can bring their functions to campus.
We're going to have a very large campaign that is going to promote bring it home. Bring your meetings and conventions home. Let's show off what we've got here at Texas A&M and in Bryan College Station.
Those attending the luncheon were the first to see the updated CVB logo displaying Bryan and College Station in maroon-colored capital letters that are the same size. You can see the logo and the CVB slideshow from the luncheon on our website at WTAW.com. Aggieland Humane Society has expanded their microchip program.
The Pit Bull Wellness Package program is growing thanks to grant money from the Texas Animal Friendly License Plate Grant. Leah White says the extra funds allow them to offer free microchips to dogs in surrounding counties.
Bring your dog because we will need to microchip the dog, and then you'll get a voucher to take to one of the veterinarians, being Dr. McKimmy with the Brazos Valley Mobile Vet, Dr. Stein at Snook Vet Clinic, or Dr. Gordon at Caldwell Clinic.
White says the free voucher is good for a spay or neuter procedure and a rabies vaccination. Starting Thursday morning at Davidson Creek Park in Caldwell, they will be offering 25 vouchers to Burleson County residents. More information is online at aggielandhumane.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Hammers were swinging again at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center, this time to mark the beginning of its first Ronald McDonald House family room. Over a dozen donors and hospital staff donned hard hats and protective eyewear to start the process on the hospital's third floor. Ronald McDonald House Charity spokeswoman Katie Scott says this project is an ideal fit for our community.
This one is so close to the people we are servicing. I tell people when I give our little speeches that it's tiny, but it's mighty because it's perfectly located.
Scott says even though the project was announced in May, they hope to be serving families by Christmas. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for a new utility vehicle experience? Now, during our Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a Kubota RTV-X, the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry. They've earned their place by being durable and reliable. Now get a new RTVX series for zero down and 0% financing for 4 years. And for a limited time, get great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
It's 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of sunshine coming up for our Wednesday. A warm Wednesday in store for the region. Temperatures this afternoon somewhere between 90 and 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows are going to fall back to about 65 to 70. Sunshine returns tomorrow. Not quite as warm. Highs 85 to 90. Partly cloudy 60 to 65 tomorrow night. It'll be partly to mostly sunny, cooler Friday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football gearing up for Mississippi State and the Bulldogs. Coach Sumlin says their preseason last place SEC projection was just a little bit low. We'll also get you updated on the SEC sanctions against SMU volleyball and a bar that is giving away free beer until a football team wins. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at about 7:50.
I saw that. I was going to use that, but I'll set that aside for you to have. That'll be good. In the meantime, Edward Snowden's got a Twitter account.
Woo.
Do not follow him.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Won't be private.
Don't get near that. There's no reason to touch it.
You won't be the only one following him.
Yeah, that's right. There will be others. So, October 1st, that's tomorrow, a lot of things happen. You know, as we talked about, it's the new fiscal year for governmental entities and some other entities as well. But also beginning tomorrow, the new little credit card thingy deal.
Oh, the little chippies.
Little chippy thing. If you haven't got a credit card with a chippy in it yet, then you may be responsible if there's some sort of fraud out there. So
I've noticed not a lot of retailers are using that yet.
Yeah, they don't have it.
And then that'll be on them.
And that's the deal.
It's whoever has the lowest technology bears the responsibility.
Correct. Now, I don't know why the stock prices. Well, I don't know. Can we buy MasterCard? I mean, can we buy?
Is it public or traded?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know that company is.
Well, let's just see.
Somebody smarter than me knows that. Because here's the deal. You talk about the liability shift. That's ginormous. How much do those credit card companies have to write off? Does that mean that they're going to lay off all their fraud division people?
Huh?
You know?
Oh, no.
They're going through laying off some of those fraud division.
It's a transition period. It'll be back to being mostly on them.
MasterCard Worldwide has been publicly traded since 2006.
Okay, there you go.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, all right. And again, they just continue to make money. There's no doubt about that. But now here's the deal. I don't know where I was. And it makes the same noise. It made a noise that I thought sounded like the card had been rejected. Because it goes, thing. But that's the same thing as just pull the card out. That's what it's trying to tell you.
Oh. And that was the weirdest thing for me. Both me and my wife, once when we dip it in, it says, okay, cool, and we pull it out and says, no, leave it in for the whole time. You leave it in for the duration of the transaction.
Oh, okay. It didn't say put the card back in, stupid?
Pretty much.
Well, that is. It's a change. You do. You have to learn to do that.
When I was explaining this behavior to someone else, they said, yeah, because if you screw up the transaction, it destroys the card.
No, I don't know about that.
Or it locks it.
Okay. Might lock it. But anyhow, but that's what it is. It's all about, as you said, it's about liability, and the person who has the worst technology is the one who has to pay for it. Here are a couple of things. It depends on what the business is. You know what? If I own a convenience store with gas pumps, I need to make sure that I got something. Now, how about that? How about the gas pumps?
You have to leave it in while you're pumping gas?
Well, I don't know. I don't recall. I don't know where I filled up last time, but they didn't have them yet. How does that work?
I don't know.
We need to talk to somebody like from Rattlers or someplace who can explain that to us. No, but that's the first place I thought of where you have a transient customer base. You know, somebody from Lampasas passing through here can have a fake credit card and, you know, or a stolen credit card, and they could, you know, buy 3 pounds of jerky and then be on their way, and it charges to somebody else's card.
Yeah.
So I could see that fraud can be very high in convenience stores, but I don't know, for general retailers, I don't know that fraud necessarily would be a problem in a town this size. Don't have an interstate, things like that. But, you know, you think about the people who need the chips first, I think about convenience stores that have
transient. That would be my first thought, too.
Yeah, have transient customer
base.
Well,
and I was surprised to see the card design change even more than that. They put the numbers on the back, and they're not raised any longer.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I've got one. I've got one that's got the chip that's not like that, though.
Right. Me, too.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen them all sorts of ways.
Yeah, I know. Mine's a My Little Kitty one. I don't know.
No, it is not. You need to just quit it.
All right, here we go. In the next half hour, if you're a parent and you're miserable, you're not alone. Just letting you know. Now, you said that you've got that story about the free beer and all that kind of stuff, and so we'll talk about that during sports. But did you hear about the referee who pulled out a gub during a soccer match?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I missed the referee and the gub.
Wouldn't be this country.
No. In U.S. America, some players and coaches are under the microscope for the way that they treat officials. In Brazil, an official in an amateur soccer game pulled out a handgun after being kicked and punched by a player. The referee, who works full-time as a police officer, so he's packing heat anyway, will undergo a psychological assessment.
I said, you've got a red card.
So, do we start having referees at high school football games packing heat? Is that what we're going to have to do?
In Texas?
Yeah.
Lately, I would.
Maybe a nightstick, even. Okay. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback. He once had designs, I think, on running for higher office. But nonetheless, proclaiming October as Zombie Preparedness Month.
Oh, love it.
The ceremony is planned for this morning at the Capitol. The proclamation is really an overall reminder of the need to be prepared for any emergency. The governor said in his statement, if you're prepared for zombies, you're prepared for anything. Okay, is that funny or is that an elected official going too far?
I think it's funny.
Okay.
I think if you're going to highlight, you need to be ready for, you know, natural disasters. That's probably the best way to do it.
Is he going to dress up?
As a zombie killer?
Or as a zombie, either one. Just, you know, just want to see.
Walks up to the dais and goes, brains.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's very nice. All right, so no winner Saturday night in the Powerball lottery. That means tonight's $301 million. That's enough to get you out of the house. I mean, you know, you might buy a ticket for that. $191 million cash value. Played in 44 states, chances win, $175.2 million to one. But again, $301 million. And even if you won that, you wouldn't even come close, wouldn't even be in the same zip code as the Forbes list. They've put out their richest U.S. Americans list. And once again, Bill Gates is number one at $76 billion. Poor Warren Buffett, way behind him at just $62 billion.
Bless his heart.
I know. And then it's the same brother, the folks always see. Larry Ellison in at number three, Jeff Bezos at number four, the Koch brothers each at $41 billion at number five, Zuckerberg at six, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, is worth $38.6 billion.
Then retire the debt and shut up and stop taking people's money
and go home.
If you got that much money, you can fix the problem.
Now,
I don't know. Look up New York debt.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Jim Walton in at number 9, but the other Waltons are at number 13 and 14. How's that work? Is he investing better? I don't know. The Google dude's in at $33 billion. That's not bad. Phil Knight, a tennis shoe boy, in at number 17.
Very sad about Oregon.
Yeah. And number 18 is the Mars family.
Eminem?
The candy people. Eminem Mars. Forrest, Jacqueline, and John Mars, the Mars folks. So those are the rich people out there.
He could take care of about 18% of the debt.
What?
Of New York State debt.
Oh, New York State.
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say the city.
How nice would that be for their credit and everything else?
Oh, yeah.
He could fix a world of problems doing that.
That's right. Then he'd have to go out and start getting rich all over again.
Oh, there's only 19 people in the state of New York. He could just split it up between all them.
Oh, could do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Miss Piggy, single and looking to mingle once again. Us Weekly had a as they say, a stunning swine picture of her. There are hints that she does have a new boyfriend, Miss Piggy's new boyfriend.
Rebound?
John Hamm.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
It is time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival beginning Saturday, October the 10th through Sunday, November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are now on sale at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 spring blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3939. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3939.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
722, good morning, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Probably already tried the pumpkin spice Oreos, I mean, if you wanted to. They're experimenting with new flavors. They've just announced their latest flavor. Did you hear about this?
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon bun Oreos.
Yep.
Sounds interesting. But, you know, here's the deal. I mean, well, what do you guys think?
I think you can't call it a cinnamon bun Oreo unless you have an icing packet with it to drizzle over the top.
Kevin, any thoughts?
You know, on a lot of those, I got to taste them. I just don't know. I think the premise sounds good. I read that it's not just, you know, we're going to put cinnamon flavor between chocolate cookies.
Okay. You know, you look at the pumpkin spice. All right. So that gives you the flavor, but it also gives you a mouthfeel that's different, okay, because you got a cookie involved there. If I want a cinnamon bun, I'm not going to get a cinnamon bun Oreo. I'm going to get a cinnamon bun. See what I'm saying?
Maybe.
And how many of those do you really want to eat?
Five.
A sleeve.
I like odd numbers.
Yeah. Oreo.
Definitely five. Yeah, five.
The Oreos will reportedly have cinnamon spiced cookie sandwiches around the cinnamon bun flavored cream. And they reportedly will be in stores next month.
I'm predicting between good and great. I don't see this being a bad cookie.
Well, how about if you just let us have the cookies? I mean, a cinnamon spice cookie sounds pretty good. That's kind of like a Snickerdoodle.
They have cinnamon graham crackers and whatnot.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of
I got cinnamon everything.
Yeah. See, I wish you could just buy packages of like five, but you can't. And then what do you got to do? Then you got to eat them all. Hello?
Cinnamon cookies. Put them in the microwave and melt the icing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That'll make them good there.
Okay, that's cute.
Tabloids have it that Kevin Bacon is looking at Miss Piggy.
Okay. Thank you.
And then that Renaissance guy that y'all had on there before, man, he needs to work on his accent.
Okay. Three for three.
I try. Shut up.
All right.
He works cheap. All right, yeah. There.
That's a little more accurate.
Now, I do like the idea. I mean, what happens if you put an Oreo in a microwave?
I'm thinking it's going to get a little softer.
I'm going to think it ends up being really nasty because all that is lard and sugar, right?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. If that starts to separate.
If there's any water in there, it just steams the cookie, though, for a brief second.
Well, now that's, you know, well, so, or you could do that, right? I mean, you could put it into something and put one of those little plastic covers over it and put a little water next to it, and then you could kind of steam your Oreo.
Wrap it in a damn paper towel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You could do that. Yeah. No, I
might have a new delicacy here.
Steamed Oreos. I have to go to work on that. First, we're going to do a little bit of weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Weather got a little warmer than we thought it would yesterday, and again, it's going to be a little bit warm today. It'll be about 91 or so, but the deal is we've got some north winds out there, which will make it pretty pleasant, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Now, here's the other deal, is that for the balance of the week, it should be fairly pleasant. Only thing that's negative about it is, you know, we don't have any rain in the forecast. But we're talking, if you're going to be out for, let's say, Friday night football, then that ought to be ideal with the low temperature on Friday night around 57. And we'll be about 59 on Saturday night if you're going out to the Aggie game. Right now the winds are out of the north at 6, 81% relative humidity. We have fair skies, and it's 71.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
An economist wrote a piece in the Washington Times recently explaining how the economic center of gravity in our country is changing. The upshot is that almost 1,000 people a day are moving away from liberal states to conservative states. People are leaving New York, Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, Kansas, New Mexico in droves, all blue states. North Dakota, Nevada, South Carolina, Florida, Arizona, Texas, Colorado are all gaining in population, all red states, except Colorado, which is a purple state, but you can't tell because all the smoke. Now, the result of all this moving is that the economic centers of power are changing. Billions of dollars of income are leaving the blue states and moving to the southern and western states, and it's also changing the face of political power. Now, liberals like Paul Krugman try to explain away the data by saying that people are just leaving cold weather for warmer weather. But that's not true. People are leaving California in droves, 1 million last year, and the weather there is great. The Economist also writes that families and businesses are hightailing out of blue states, which have high pro-union work rules, high minimum wage laws, high taxes on the rich, green energy policies, and generous welfare benefits. People are voting with their feet against liberal politics. I don't know if that's the case, because when they get to where they're moving, they still vote liberal Democrat, right? That's the only drawback to these Yankees moving south.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. And MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Dozens of donors were on hand at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center to help start work on a Ronald McDonald House family room. There's a lot to be done between now and Christmas, but with the swing of a hammer, construction can begin. Spokeswoman Katie Scott says the tight timeline was made possible through community donations.
Forever, it will be the Sue Lee Den at St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. It will be the Charlene and Kevin Sumlin Kitchen at St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. It will be the Donna and Philip Garrett Children's Play Area at St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. That's just to name a few.
Scott says the 600-square-foot area will be a home away from home for families with critically ill children to have a free place to stay, cook meals, regroup, and, quote, be normal. With financial assistance from the Texas Animal Friendly License Plate Grant, Aggieland Humane Society is extending their microchip program to surrounding counties.
Aggieland Humane Society's Pit Bull Wellness Packages offer vouchers for spay or neuter procedures to pet owners who get their dog microchipped. Leah White told WTAW's The Infomaniacs the new grant money allows them to offer 25 vouchers to Burleson County residents.
The microchip, in the past, we had you pay for the microchip. The grant is including in that microchip this year. So you just bring your dog out, have it microchipped for free. You get the voucher for free, and you get a spay or neuter and a rabies vaccination with that voucher at one of the participating veterinarians in your county.
White says Thursday morning from 7 to 11, they will be at Davidson Creek Park in Caldwell. You must bring your dog and proof of residence to receive a voucher. Visit AggielandHumane.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan's Regional Athletic Complex, better known as BRAC, will be getting 17 additional fields and courts and 1,500 more parking spaces. The multi-year, six-phase, $12 million project has been given the green light by the city council following a recent staff presentation. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the improvements can be done in whatever sequence the council wishes.
For example, you may want to say, you know, we need the baseball fields or the softball fields first. Let's jump ahead to phase six.
Walker said designers decided to add parking throughout the park instead of all in one location.
We have learned from College Station as well. Their parking continues to be a struggle for them, and so they continue to add parking in the locations, typically, they try to anyway, where the events are actually being held. And so this lessens the travel time, the foot traffic.
Mayor Jason Byinski asked for state assistance to get in and out of BRAC from the freeway.
We're going to expect a lot of people to come around the bypass. I don't know if there's anything that can be given in consideration or worked out with TxDOT or looked at by our transportation department to find a easier, friendlier way to get in and out of that park.
The expansion includes four more baseball fields, three for soccer, three for multi-purpose use, two for softball, five pickleball courts, and an all-inclusive playground to accommodate visitors who have disabilities. The Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau starts their new fiscal year tomorrow with an additional $506,000 in marketing money. President Shannon Overby says they'll be concentrating on filling hotel rooms during the week.
Our hotels have vocalized that they don't need more business on the weekend. They need more business during the week. Where we'll see the most ramped up is going to be for the business traveler, for conventions, for meetings that could potentially use the preferred access agreement facilities on campus, the new Hall of Champions, the Zone Club, the MSC, Rudder Theater, Reed Arena.
Tuesday's annual year-in-review luncheon was a reveal of the CVB's new logo. Overby says remaining pieces of the marketing campaign, which involves a creative company from College Station and a Tulsa firm that will play CVB advertising, remains under development.
Actually, at 2 o'clock today, we had Cubic and Drift Creative had a conference call to kind of get started on the actual campaign, and then the Community Marketing Committee will flesh all that out in just a couple of weeks, and it'll start going out.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the CVB's new logo and their slideshow from the luncheon that summarizes activity during the last 12 months. A Lexington man has been identified as the pilot who died when his small plane stalled and crashed last weekend. DPS troopers say 32-year-old Christopher Colley Lyons was attempting to land when the plane went down Sunday night on private property near the Lexington airfield. Investigators had no immediate information on whether any skydivers had been on board just prior to the accident. And a North Texas police chief has sent a terse letter telling a watchdog group to go fly a kite after the group sent a letter of complaint over his decision to place In God We Trust decals on patrol vehicles. The chief in Childress, Adrian Garcia, says the decals are meant to express patriotism and also as a response to recent attacks nationally on law enforcement personnel. The Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation did get the East Texas town of Hawkins to remove a large sign that says, Jesus welcomes you to Hawkins. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful.
Make the Chocolate Gallery part of your game day tradition. All season long, the Chocolate Gallery serves football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for tailgates and game-watching parties. And here's a sweet idea. If you're riding the game day shuttle from downtown Bryan, plan extra time to stop by the Chocolate Gallery before and after the game. Voted best chocolates in the Brazos Valley 2 years in a row. The Chocolate Gallery, 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care. Closer to home.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure over the western half of the state keeps our weather sunny and warm today. Highs will be up to 90 to 95. Tonight, we're clear to partly cloudy. Overnight, lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with highs of 85 to near 90. It's partly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Friday, lots of sunshine and cooler, 80 to 85. Looks like the weather is going to be perfect for high school football across the region Friday night. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We kicked field goals. We had some negative plays. We had some mental mistakes. We had an exchange problem on a second down.
That's Coach Bevtal on the problems that A&M had this past weekend against Arkansas in the red zone and again on third downs. We'll share more. That is the Aggies gear up for Mississippi State. Also an update on the SMU basketball team that is losing a whole lot of stuff. They got in trouble with the NCAA. And more with Major League Baseball, too, coming up here in about 10 minutes.
All right. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Busy, busy. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. So let's first of all talk about legislation that y'all passed last week. We'll talk about the speaker thing, obviously, in just a minute, but legislation that y'all passed last week and are moving forward with the stuff you'll pass this week.
Well, last week we passed several things. That we had the we had one bill that of note, and it was called the Rapid Act, and it basically is a bill to streamline the permitting process for big federal projects. That was the bulk of what happened last week. You know, last week we had the Pope here, and we really only had one legislative day. And then, of course, on Friday morning, Speaker Boehner announced his resignation from the House and as Speaker. And so that's made this week get off to a little bit of a slow start. Yesterday we passed a bill called the Women's Public Health and Safety Act, which gives basically it's a 10th Amendment states' rights bill that gives states the ability to determine how their Medicaid dollars are spent. So if they want to defund the use of Medicaid dollars for organizations like Planned Parenthood and abortion, they can stop it. You know, Texas does that. Louisiana's been trying to do that, but a federal judge has intervened and stopped them from doing it. So this gives the states the right to do it. Today, Pat Meehan from Pennsylvania's got a great bill called the Justice for Victims of Iranian Terrorism Act. And folks can go to my Facebook page and our Twitter account and look at that. There's a great video about what this does. But, you know, the Iranians have been supporting terror, Hamas and Hezbollah, for decades. And those organizations have killed dozens of Americans. And there are $43 billion in judgments against the Iranians for their support of these terrorist activities that haven't been paid. And so what this bill says is that the president cannot lift the sanctions against Iran, the economic sanctions, until such time as those judgments have been satisfied. So Pat Meehan did a great job in terms of putting this together and getting it to the House floor. The next bill today that we're going to have that's of importance to our local folks is the continuing resolution to fund the government from tomorrow through December the 11th. That what we got back from the Senate last night, or actually this morning, was what we call a clean CR. In other words, there are very few policy writers on it to stop the things we don't like Planned Parenthood and the Iranian deal and so forth. So we're going to vote on something today called an enrollment correction that says, okay, we approve the CR, but we approve it with the following things in as part of it. Stopping the Iranian deal, or stopping the lifting of the sanctions against Iran, stopping funding for abortion, and a couple of other policy riders, and that'll go back to the Senate, and we'll see what happens then. But that will happen today.
And basically what they've done is you fast-tracked this. This is basically same-day looks at bills. Now, the Senate's not going to, I guess, actually vote on it right now, but this morning they'll say it's okay, and you'll be able to know that the government's going to stay open. Is that basically what we can say?
Yeah, that's right. And here's the deal. We don't like using this procedural tool, but the Senate sometimes doesn't give you any option. I mean, they voted on this thing yesterday and didn't even give us the courtesy of sending it to us last night. We don't get it until this morning. So we've got between the time we get it this morning and midnight, and so that allows us to look at it. Fortunately, CRs are usually not very big in length, so it gives us a chance to read it, because a CR basically takes the government and funds it the way it was funded the day before, or the way it was in the current year.
Sure.
So it's not a complex piece of legislation. So
right. Bill Flores,
we can do it on a same-day basis.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. What Republicans were busy last night in what the Hill called a therapy session, where you kind of talked through some of the underlying problems that forced the Speaker to make the decision to step down, and kind of going forward from there, give us an idea of what was discussed last night, and what do you think came out of your therapy session?
Well, what we talked about were the issues that we've had as a conference that really go back to when my class was elected. You know, my class came in 2010, and we were full of this passion to reform the way the government operates and to stop the spending to follow the Constitution, return power back to states and to the people. And some of that we've done, and I think often we lose track of the good things that we've done. But what a lot of us were frustrated about is the things that were left undone. And some of it was, some of that blame wound up on Speaker Boehner. Some of it he deserved. Some of it wound up on Congress as a whole, some of which we deserved, although it really belongs more in the Senate than it does in the House. The Senate's been the big blocking mechanism that's kept things from getting to the president's desk so that the president has to explain to the American people why he's with them supporting their efforts as hardworking American families, or why he's vetoing it and supporting special interests. And so we're all sort of frustrated with that. And I think that the Speaker Boehner did a pretty selfless act by saying, hey, I need to get out of the way so that I'm not, you know, so that we give the institution, meaning the House, a chance to move forward. And so now we're going to have one of the things you got to figure out in terms of moving forward is what's gone wrong. And so we talked about that. And then more importantly, we talked about what we need to do going forward. We think we need to be much more unified. B, we need to create a clear vision for where we want to go. C, we need to communicate that. And then D, and this is more inside baseball, is how should the processes work here in the House? One of the things that's frustrated a lot of us is that sometimes leadership will wake up one day and say, hey, we need to do this such-and-such bill, instead of letting it go through the committee process and letting a lot of us get our fingerprints on it. It just shows up on the House floor. And you have 3 days to look at it and try to make changes to it. And so that's not the way it's supposed to work around here. So what we call doing it the right way is called regular order. So we committed to each other that our leadership, whoever that is that we elect, needs to be committed to regular order. And so if we can work positively and collectively on those four things, I think we'll have a lot better legislative outcomes coming out of the House. Now, we still have the problems with the Senate and their stupid filibuster rule, which doesn't let the people have a say in what's going on. But nonetheless, at least the House will be upholding its end of the bargain.
Well, we talked about earlier, one of the things is that some of the rules changed. For instance, the ban on earmarks. Now, you're chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and you
Correct.
Are going to do something kind of interesting, and that is you're going to hold a forum. Because there's the speaker's position, majority leader, majority whip, all those things could be up for re-election or election.
Correct.
Now, you're going to put a survey out to them, I think, and one of the things has to do with the continuation of the ban on earmarks.
Correct.
What's your feeling individually as the chairman of the Republican Study Committee? Should we continue to have the ban on earmarks?
Well, yes and no. Here's the issue. I mean, earmarks, the way they were done before, were just rife with fraud. Well, fraud. Too strong a word, but they were abused. But at the end of the day, if you look at the Constitution, Congress is supposed to appropriate money. It's not supposed to say, okay, executive branch, we give you this big pot of money, and then you determine how it goes. You determine which ports get dredged, which ports don't get dredged, which highways get built, which highways don't get built, where the airports get built, things like that. Well, really, that power belongs to Congress, but Congress abused it, so we just banned the practice. And so I'm in favor of keeping the ban in place until you can come up a way to have a congressional appropriations that doesn't get abused. And so for what I'm looking for, and we circulated this survey, this questionnaire to all the candidates yesterday, and they've got until noon on Monday to get it back to us. I'm in favor of keeping the earmark ban in place until such time as we can come up with a way so that, you know, we don't have some guy in West Virginia spending $200 million of taxpayer money to build an airport that nobody flies to.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of things. So I think the earmark ban needs to stay in place for the time being until we find a better way to do Congress' job without abuse.
When is that forum going to take place?
Next Wednesday, a week from
today. Okay, good. Well, we'll be able to talk about that next week, because I really want to move on. because Russian warplanes have launched airstrikes this morning in Syria.
Right.
Vladimir Putin came up with an idea. He's put together a coalition that he says includes Russia, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. And strangely enough, the UK seems to say that Russia needs a seat at this table as well. This, at least he's got a plan, whether people like it or not. Now he's got the airstrikes in Syria. Tell me your feeling about what's going on right now over there.
1979 under Jimmy Carter, all over again. Jimmy Carter managed the decline of U.S. military strength, and you had Russia invading Afghanistan. You had Russia causing problems. You had Americans that were held hostage. And so here we are all again because our president has managed to blow it in terms of having the United States be an integral player and helping to provide the security for the world. It just, you know, it's just terrible what he's done. He's more interested in using the military as a social experiment than he is in trying to project America's strength throughout the world. And Russia went right into that vacuum that this naive president created. So, I mean, it's 1979 all over again. It's frustrating as heck to a lot of us. Not in the real world and also up here.
We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Bill Flores joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Scott, great to be with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and for our military men and women.
All right, thanks. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Let's face it, we live in a me-first world. Every day you hear about somebody taking advantage of somebody else or one group of people demanding their rights over another. And that's why it's always encouraging to hear about someone who has sacrificed what's rightfully theirs to help another person in need. Now, I recently came across a story just like this. In this case, it was a whole class of someone's. The senior class of a New Hampshire high school spent 4 years saving for their senior trip. Countless garage sales and car washes and bake sales, I'm sure, and they had raised nearly $8,000, and their trip was only a few weeks away. But that's when they got terrible news. The school principal announced she had cancer. Within days, the senior class came together for a special meeting, and on the very first vote, they unanimously agreed to donate every dime they had saved for 4 years to help fund their principal's cancer treatments. Man, I want to applaud these students. They were willing to sacrifice the senior trip they had spent years planning for in order to help someone in need. I also want to applaud the parents and the teachers. They have taught these kids more than just academics. They've taught them the value of good character and the importance of striving for something bigger than themselves. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:53. As number 14 Texas A&M preps for number 21 Mississippi State and the Bulldogs, Coach Sumlin said they are a far better team than the preseason last place in the SEC West prediction.
You spend
5 or 6 weeks at number one last year. You return the most experienced and best quarterback in the league, and they're picked last in our division. And I don't see that. You know, they've lost a game. They missed the field goal. Kept Auburn out of the – didn't get a touchdown in four trips in the red zone last week. So this team's got an experienced quarterback who knows how to win, will not be intimidated, been in big environments and won big football games. Got their top tacklers back on defense. And like I said, I think basically – you know, it's a team that's not getting the type of respect that they should be getting.
In taking on such a strong team, the Aggies need to get their own ducks in a row. And according to A&M's offensive coordinator, Jake Spavital, the Aggies have to be better on third down and in the red zone.
If you look at the two times that we didn't score, we kicked field goals. We had some negative plays. We had some mental mistakes. We had an exchange problem on a second down. And then also we took a sack where, you know, Kyle, just part of the growing process, he needs to, you know, recognize where he's at on the field and throw it away. So, you know, still we got a long ways to go, and we just got to keep learning, getting better each day. But, you know, that's definitely an emphasis that we preach every single week to these kids about. We've got to finish in the red zone. We need touchdowns, not field goals.
The Maroon White converted just 2 of 9 on third downs and crossed the goal line in half of their red zone appearances. Kickoff between the Aggs and Bulldogs set for Saturday at 6:30 with a pregame at 5:30 with Dave and Dave. We actually start the broadcast at 3:30 live from the Fan Zone on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M Cross Country had 3 athletes earn SEC Runner of the Week honors for their respective efforts during the 16-team Invitational the Aggies hosted at the Dale Watts course this past weekend. Karis Yokin received the Women's Runner of the Week. Newcomer Austin Uribe picked up the freshman, and Austin Wells was selected as the Men's Runner of the Week. A&M Volleyball hitting the highway for the road portion of their SEC schedule. They're in Auburn, Alabama this evening to take on the Tigers. First serve scheduled for 8, and you can catch that game nationally, by the way, on ESPNU. The NCAA has banned the SMU men's basketball program from postseason play for the upcoming season, suspending veteran coach Larry Brown for 9 games and taking away 9 scholarships over the next 3 years. Here's Brown's response.
That the NCAA has decided to punish them as a result of the unfortunate actions of one staff member who provided inappropriate help to one of our players. The NCAA's new rules dictate as head coach I am responsible for every member of our basketball staff. I accept that responsibility, but do not accept the appropriateness of the punishment.
The NCAA says it concluded that Brown lied to its investigators and simply turned his back on a case of academic fraud involving one of the players. The NCAA said Brown made choices that included not reporting possible violations in his program, initially lying to the enforcement staff during the investigation, and providing no specific guidance to his staff on rules and compliance. And out of the MLB, where Sean O'Malley hit a 2-run bases-loaded single in the 8th inning that gave the Seattle Mariners a 6-4 comeback win over the Astros. The victory broke the Mariners' 6-game losing streak. In Arlington, Cole Hamels won the 6th consecutive decision as the AL West leading Rangers snapped the 3-game skid for a 7-6 win over Detroit. Ranger manager Jeff Banister said the guys just have to keep slogging away.
Guys continue to grind at bats out. Nothing's, we know it, we've talked about it, nothing's going to come easy. We're going to have to continue to push and grind every single at-bat, every inning, and every pitch.
Former Texas A&M All-American place kicker Randy Bullock has been released by the Houston Texans after missing an extra point and a field goal attempt Sunday. Veteran kicker Nick Novak was signed on Tuesday to take his place. Bullock also missed an extra point in Week 1. The field goal attempt he missed this past weekend was 43 yards. And finally, an Orlando, Florida bar that used to be packed with University of Central Florida fans on football Saturdays has seen its business dwindle as the Knights have gotten off to an uncharacteristically slow start at 0-4. So the establishment called The Basement is getting attention by announcing it will give away free beer during the team's games until the Knights win. And that's going to do it for sports. Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota hanging out with us again today. But before we jump into the deal of the day, I know you guys have been doing stuff for the Waller County Fair for a couple of years now, and that's cranking.
Oh, yeah. We're the title sponsor at the Waller County Fair. It's going on this week, through this weekend. You need to get out there. It's a lot of fun. Take your kids. There's a carnival. There's plenty of things to do for the little ones. Nighttime, you got different entertainers playing every night. It's a great time, great family fun. We're going to have about 10 vehicles out there on display.
And you do stuff with the livestock show also out there too, don't you?
Yeah, these kids work on their projects all year long, and they make the sale, and we go out and try to do our best to support them.
So you sell horsepower, and then you go buy real horses. There you go. All right, man, let's find out what our deal of the day is.
We have a 2012 Chevy Impala for only $11,988.
To find out more, all the new and used vehicles, I know you post them online at
TeamInNavasota.com.
Thank you, sir. And that's a wrap. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Honey!
Yes, dear?
The water's freezing!
You're kidding me.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
Well, I've heard about HotWaterPlumber.com.
Get them now!
No hot water? Click on HotWaterPlumber.com. Locally owned and operated by licensed plumbers.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Be pretty nice today. Be even nicer as we move on through the week. So enjoy that. High temperature today, probably about 94 degrees. WTAW College Station Bryan, WTAW FM Buffalo. It's 8 o'clock.